T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right. Not nothing like a Friday and a little Hollywood's Headlines.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Wood?
Extra we got salty. A very cool house for sale here, guys.
What do you got?
Larry Fitzgerald is selling his Arizona mansion. Didn't you say, Joe, the housing market's pretty good over there in the Arizona
area? God. It's on fire right now. Yeah.
So check out this house here. 9,300 square feet. Sits on just under 2 acres. He's got all kinds of things. Gourmet kitchen, movie theater, private salon, and barber room.
He's
wine
selling
cellar. He's also got a lazy river.
What?
A basketball court, a batting cage, and a putting green. It's a cool house.
I'm in.
Yeah, I know he golfs a lot. I guess he's a really good golfer. He plays a lot of stuff, travels.
But he's got a lazy river.
And by the way, he's had a hell of a career to go with everything else.
That's all I heard, lazy river.
He's got a batting cage.
And a batting cage.
Sounds like a big
good
kid, man.
Yeah,
that's
life's
awesome.
Good. Yeah.
Can you imagine having a batting cage in your house?
No.
He sounds like he just enjoys everything.
Good enjoying
friend,
life.
Still
yeah
playing, back for another year.
All right, we got a good game coming up on Sunday. Jaguars and Pats.
Oh.
There's been a lot of talking going on before this game here. Of course, most of it is coming from Jalen Ramsey.
I knew where this was going.
Yeah.
We have Gronk, Brady, and Jalen Ramsey sounding off here on this game. Let's do Jalen Ramsey here first.
You call him the best ever, and you're not going there. You're saying, I guess he's
good. He good now. We ain't going to get it twisted. He's good, but you saying this to me, is it supposed to like bring fear to me or something?
No.
Like, all right, then. I don't fear no man, period. So he going to have to come out there and line up on me. When you play the game of football, I feel like to respect the game, you have to play it fierce. You got to play it. I don't believe in having friends on the field. Like, I mean, if my brother, if my dad, if my mom, grandma was out there, like, it's on. Like, after the game, we can be cool. It doesn't matter. That's how I feel like you got to respect the game of football. Football is not a game meant to be played, being nice to each other and all that, like kumbaya. But after the game's over with, that's cool.
Jalen Ramsey at it again. I mean, at it again. One of these weeks, it's gonna hit him hard, right? Like, one of these weeks, someone's going to have a big game against him.
I could tell you, Gronk would love nothing more than get
two
the ball
touchdowns
and try
yep
to run him over.
Yep. God.
I wonder if they will be matched up. I'm curious to see. He's going to get targets now. There's no way they're not throwing him the ball.
I hope it lines up first play on that. Gronk gets it, knocks him over. Jalen's got to talk the rest of the game about getting knocked over.
Well, he's got to cover him probably to get knocked over.
Well, yeah, he's going to line up on him. He said he's going to have to line up on him.
You want to hear from the rest of the party?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Yeah. Here's Gronk.
Any conversations with Jalen Ramsey this week?
No, I don't have his number. He doesn't have mine.
What are your thoughts about him saying stuff about you?
I mean, that's how he feels. That's how he feels. I mean, it's a big game this Sunday. We're playing them. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to have opportunities to go versus him. I'm sure he's going to have opportunities to go versus me. So I'm just preparing like I always prepare. I got to just do my job out on the field and just worry about that.
You can just tell Gronk's kind of fired up. Like, this guy has been
ready
trashing
yeah
me, man.
Yeah, he's ready.
He's been trashing me.
You can also tell that one guy's being coached by Bill Belichick and the other guy's not. Because Bill Belichick, if Jalen Ramsey was in New England, you think he'd be talking like this?
No.
No way.
Never be
allowed. That's why it surprised me that Tom Coughlin lets this happen.
Never be allowed to, but listen, Jacksonville had that game last year.
I know they did.
I go back to Jacksonville had that game up in New England, and so this can be an interesting one at Jacksonville
mm-hmm
to see how it's played overall and see what happens.
You don't think Gronk wants a little revenge after Barry Church knocked him out of that game last year?
That too, but I think Gronk would love to come back with a little 100-yard game and
touchdown,
and make
maybe
some
two
plays, yeah, and more importantly, get the win.
Yeah.
But I wonder if Gronk's going to get a little fired up during the game. There's no way Belichick's not going to. He's going to be able to hold him back from.
Unleash him.
See what it looks like.
One more clip here from Tom Brady, last person involved.
Ramsey had a lot to say about various quarterbacks around the league. He said, "You don't suck. How does it feel to,
to not suck?" To not suck?
Yeah.
I never want to suck, so I don't want to be in that category. He's a great player. Yeah, he's very talented, big, fast, very rare talents, rare abilities, size, speed. They match him up with, you know, the top receiver from time to time, and he holds his own versus everybody. So he's a great young player.
There's a Belichick answer for you.
I just played three sound bites.
Right out of the Bill Belichick school right there.
Joe, two of these three sound bites are coached by Bill Belichick. One's not. Can you guess which are which?
Yeah, no. No question.
Very easy to figure that out.
That was an easy one.
Game is in Jacksonville, and it's a pick 'em for the gamblers out there. Even money right now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm surprised Jacksonville's not favored by 3 or 4 points.
Tom Brady and Gronk. That's why.
It's amazing. I would ask you, like, the players on that team, they just got a bunch of guys that play the system, and somebody goes down, they're shorthanded at wide receiver. You see who their number two receiver is right now? It's Philip Dorsett.
Yep, that's right.
Until they get Edelman back, and then everybody slides down a position.
Yeah, well, Chris Hogan.
7-11 and Edelman, right? What else you got there, Woody?
All right, guys, do you remember Michael Kendricks from Hard Knocks?
Of course.
Yeah.
The savvy investor.
Well, he was.
There's a shot.
That's
man.
One word.
Savvy investor.
Yeah.
It's contagious, bro.
It was.
Anyway, he was on the season of Hard Knocks. He got cut by the Browns. They took the moral high ground and decided to cut him after he was charged with insider trading. He was just picked up. Seattle actually signed him, and he's expected to play here this week for them.
I don't want to act stupid here, but is he looking at time for that? Or?
Oh, yeah, he's looking at significant time.
Oh, he's going to get sentenced in like January.
So Seattle
right?
just figured, hey, before he goes, we might as well get a year out of you here.
Yeah, we'll rent you. If they go to the Super Bowl, they might not have him. Seattle.
He's not getting sentenced till the end of January.
January 24th or something
January
like that.
20th, that's the exact date. Nicely done, Zach.
Yeah, did my research.
So he's facing 30 to 37 months, which is a nice little stint.
Poof.
Figured he might as well play a little bit before his career comes to an end.
That or get a couple more dollars in the bank before.
He just flat out admitted to inside trading.
That's it. Made a couple $1 million off inside trading.
God.
30 to 37 months.
Seattle goes, we need you, by the way. As long as you're focused in and not thinking about prison time, come on and play for me. That's crazy.
It's contagious, bro.
You better hope not. We have a bunch of guys doing time.
It's contagious.
All right, one more thing here, guys, real quick, and this is a pretty cool party that's going to be happening soon here. Quentin Tarantino is going to host a Once Upon a Time in Hollywood premiere party. It's going to be at the Playboy Mansion. This will be the first major party thrown at the mansion since a guy named Darren Metropoulos bought the house for $100
million. $100
million.
Wow.
For the Playboy Mansion.
I'm trying to picture a Quentin Tarantino party at the Playboy Mansion.
Mm-mm.
And it seems like it could be a nice night.
Yeah. How do we get invites to that? Joe, you know anybody?
I don't know anybody at all, but
Quentin?
I would have tell you that would have been.
I'm in. If you can get us passes to that,
place,
I'm in.
That place all fixed up, too.
Goodness. Geez. The Grotto, is that what it's called? Yeah, I want some of
that. Yes, Zach, that's what it's called.
I figured. I didn't do my research on
yes.
that.
Yes, Zach, that's it. You got it. Hey, what do we got coming in on the text machine?
560-22, the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. I'll start all the way from the beginning of our show. It's a little bit on Devontae Parker. I'll read some of these. Not very good for him. Come on, guys. I know it's hard to accept, but Devontae is who he is, a bust. What Parker needs to do is quit. He's a bum, a waste of time, and a waste of a roster spot. Devontae is the second. Ooh, this is a bad one. Devontae is the second coming of Justin Blackman out of Oklahoma State for the Jags without the alcoholism. Devontae, not favorable on the text line this morning.
Well, people are disappointed, but I will add a little harsh, wouldn't you say?
Whole Blackman thing's a little, you know, Justin Blackman had some issues. And when I mean issues, a lot of issues off the field. Devontae just can't get on the field because he can't stay healthy. There's a big difference there.
His biggest problem has been health.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Justin's was off the field, out of the locker room, in his personal life.
Yeah.
And you need to get fixed. That's a different story.
There's different ways to be a bus, right?
Yeah.
You're just not good enough.
Yep.
Right? And they cut you. Or you're never on the field because off-field problems. Like, we had a guy here that ended up being suspended more games than he played.
Correct.
And he was the first defensive player taken in the draft. That would be super bust.
Don't say it. Yeah. I don't even want you to say his name. Here we go. This is on the Dine and Dash guy from earlier. Joe, when they start arresting women from lying to men and screwing them out of their money, I don't give a damn what happens to these women. When they scam, they get rewarded. When men do it, they go to prison. BS. Wow.
Ooh,
this guy.
There's a scorned dude right
there. This guy scorned and he was pissed.
There's a man that had something happen to him that's just not real happy with women.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not going on a lot of dates right now.
Someone also said that the story you told about the Diner and Dasher sounds like a blockbuster movie, and I'd see it. I agree. If I saw the preview for that and that's what it was, I'd probably go see that movie.
That is a crazy one, huh? Paul Gonzalez, the Tab Skipper.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Tab Skipper better or Dine and Dasher?
I like Tab Skipper.
That's good.
Dine and Dasher. I don't know. They're both pretty
Dine
good.
Dine and Dash been around a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's pretty
the
good.
Tab Skipper.
Let's see. All right. Will Larson fill in for Josh Sitton? Can we sign Richie Incognito? Then a whole bunch of Richie Incognito texts after that.
What'd they say? What are they saying about Richie?
I want Richie. Let's get Richie. Can we sign Richie?
People understand, right? Now, I understand. You know what's going on with Richie, right? I mean, everybody knows
a lot
about the Boca problem.
Yep.
And then followed by his father's funeral. So
he's got a lot of things off the field.
I know fans just want to worry about. And then everything that happened here before with the bully stuff and Jonathan Martin stuff. It's just not going to happen.
No, I don't think so either. Someone said the offensive line played great last week. This is sad to see.
No, listen, they played a great game. Look at the pocket. You look at the highlights of the pocket Ryan Tannehill had, not to mention the holes those guys ran through. Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake and what they're able to do. That's a big loss. So just, hey, man, it's a great opportunity for Larson to get in there. Ted Larson, and you're the left guard, man. You came in here to get it. You and Jesse got to get it done.
Yep.
Left and right guards.
All right, two more quick ones on 56022, the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Someone texted Crancy, me and my bros are riding around in a van like the movie Old School trying to find the guy who texted bleep you yesterday. I appreciate that, guys. Just don't do anything stupid and use my name. Please. I appreciate that very much so. And this one, did you say, what the hell is cat's meow? Someone asked what cat's meow is.
I don't know why I do that.
You used it before.
I think we
have an answer to that possibly.
That's a cat's meow.
I remember. Is my cat in here? No. I can swear I just
I don't
saw
think
a cat
so.
Run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
That's a cat's meow
that
right there.
Will never get old. Never.
I always wonder wherever he is, knowing that that's out there for life here.
He knows. Nova the cat's a legend.
I would love to know what drugs get you right where you are.
Now, that's a better question.
Because that's not just high.
No, that's...
But that's hallucinating.
Where good thoughts never go to die. The Plumbers 911.com text line 56121. Since it is the perfect Dolphins, describe to me your perfect day in sports. And when we come back, Nevin Shapiro in the headlines again with my Hurricanes.
Ooh. What was that? What team was that? My Hurricanes?
Oh.
Never get old, Joe. Some of the best and worst radio I've ever heard.
I've taken some drugs. I don't remember being in that situation.
Well, that's next level type.
I'm not big on
stuff.
The drugs for the older folks that have taken. I haven't, but taken anything from mescaline or
LSD or any of that stuff.
No, none of that stuff that makes.
Never took a tab of acid?
No. Makes the room change colors.
Or,
no, none of that stuff.
The stuff out of the cactus? Or
that anything? Stuff was around and it was cheap at Berkeley, but I did not. Take any of that stuff.
Paff, paff, pass?
None of that. Whatever that is, I did not take.
That's Rancho.
I did not. We got to go to break. 8 o'clock hour coming up. Don Bailey Jr. will join us. We'll talk to DBJ about the upcoming game with Toledo on the road for the Miami Hurricanes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.